Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, what's new? Everything seems to be folding all around us. The COVID narrative is dead. It's all Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. I think people are waking up. They're finally seeing this shit for what it truly is. I think we're almost to full mass on getting rid of these fuck knobs in there. And, you know, I was thinking the other day about the one question. I was having a conversation with myself. I'm like, hey, Tao Gal. What's up? What is the one question you would ask people to wake them up? And now, mind you, this might not be the best question, but in the short time I was thinking about it, I was like, what is the end game? You tell me what's the end game. Our taxes keep going up. Inflation keeps going up. You live a shittier life. What is the end game? Can you tell me what the end game is? Or do you think it's just your lot in life? Because if you think it's your lot in life, you're a fucking retard. You really okay with this stealing from you? Stealing from the future of you and your family and your children? Well, you guys know what my situation is. And, you know, the young minds are easily corruptible. But as you get older, you look at it and you go, How can you wake people up to this fuckery? How can you wake people up to it? And I think it's that one question right now, subject to change, gentlemen. It's like, is this your fucking lot in life to sit here and to pay taxes? I mean, George Bush said after 9/11, after those fuck knobs struck the towers, it was the Muslims. No, it wasn't. It wasn't the Muslims that did it. Maybe partially. I mean, they hired them. But again, like I said, when you got control of the printing press and this fiat currency means shit, and it's only opportunity, gentlemen, but if you live your life good and you don't make money a priority in your life, oh, well, listen to you talk, and I mean, money was a priority. That's probably why you got, yeah, that's exactly why I got divorced, because I had a dumb fucking cunt that I was with that didn't understand what money was about. And you couldn't teach her. She would not learn. She wouldn't learn what the true value of money is. I get what it's worthless. But you gotta have it. But don't live your life around it. This is why living a minimalist lifestyle is a great way to go. Because if you're used to living way up high all the time and you come down, then you're like, meh, meh. If you're used to living like a pauper and you get a few highlights every once in a while, you're like, well, this is nice. This is nice. This is a good treat. I've treated myself to something. You're not used to living there, so it doesn't matter. Hey, I'm not saying don't shoot for the moon, gentlemen. Don't shoot for the stars and fucking make as much bank as you can. Don't let it be your god. Yeah, I recorded another video. Maybe I'll post it. I don't know. As the days go by, right? That's not really relevant to what I talked about. Maybe some of it was. But I sit here and I think to myself, you know, yeah, you're fucking busy, man. You're working a lot, but you're not trying to work too hard. Oh, look at that. There's some deer across the street in the park. very nice. They just came out. Oh, I see three so far. There could be more. I had a coyote running across the street about a month ago. A little less than that. So, you know, they fucking tackle those deer and take them down. Yep. I went out for a drink tonight. Played the meat raffle. Widow came up with me. She actually won a couple times. I didn't. My luck was on the down low. But yesterday was funny. I played a little bit in pull tabs. I spent $240 to win $600. And I'm like, perfect. That's going to carry me through the weekend. Awesome. And I don't have to dig into my stash at all or do anything like that. Happy about that. Work. Work. Fuck knobs. I work for a rather large company. And we got people that specialize in different shit. But you got stupid ass management going, well, you can do that. I don't know the first thing about that. And don't we have people that deal with that specifically? Yes, we do, don't we? You're just being fucking lazy. Well, I'll put my time in. I'll keep my utilization up if that's what you want me to do. But I ain't going to get us anywhere. And again, the way I look at it is this fucking company tried to kill me, tried to maim me, or at minimum, if I were to survive without any after effects, be pulled into the New World Order. I want to watch this company fucking burn. You think I'm going to go out of my way to do a goddamn thing, lift a goddamn finger to keep making money? No. I'm going to do what I can, make a little bit of money, but I'm not, as long as I'm making money, okay. But I ain't increasing to the overhead or anything. We had a guy leave, and we had this meeting, and I said, you gonna backfill that position? No, we think we got enough people, and we're gonna be handing off this, that, and the other stuff to other people. I'm thinking to myself, I ain't fucking doing it. I ain't doing a goddamn thing. Nope. Your buddy's been on that slow decline, coming from that 50,000-foot overview to soaring above the trees. Now I'm soaring in and out of the trees. Ain't doing more than what I'm doing right now. And that ain't much, and I'm still soaring above people. So I'm enjoying my ride. And, well, you're going to get yourself fired. Well, hey, guess what? That means I get a paid vacation for 6 months or so of unemployment. And at the perfect time, too. I've been saving my penny, so to speak. And yes, I'm in a little different situation than some of you guys. I live with my my mother. My dad passed away. You guys know this. And I got zero debt. Zero fucking debt. Well, I do have some debt. I got to pay for a storage garage for my goat right now and my camper and my little car and shit. And other than that, you know, I pay the electric and the gas bill and stuff. Well, what about your garbage? Nah. You think I fucking pay for that? I don't pay for garbage. I go throw it in a dumpster. My work's not that... My main office for my work isn't that far away. And every week and a half, I'll just go into the office and I'll dump the garbage right in there. My mechanic buddy said, hey, fuck, we never fill up our dumpster. You got some garbage you need to dump? Throw it in there. I'm like, fucking hey. So, that saves me money every time. Am I a prick? Well, why wouldn't you pay for it and just have them come get it? Because I'm a cheap bastard. I know how hard it is to make this money. What, you think I'm just going to throw it away? I need that money to carry me into the future. Again, it's fiat currency. It's worthless anyways. The wise man understands that. The wise man is a frugal man. The wise man can... Listen, I'm having a great time with Widow. We go out and we have a good time. We have good meals. And we do a lot of fun things together. And it doesn't cost much, man. You ain't got to wine and dine these bitches. You ain't got to go, hey, baby, I'll buy you a new house. Well, you can buy her a new house, but you won't be there to enjoy it. So don't ever get yourself in that situation. No. Your buddy Talgale's all about tough love these days. Because, I've had to give my mom tough love. I'm like, suck it up. This is life. It sucks. Yeah, I look back at it. I'm like, well, you could have been a little gentler and kinder. Well, if I would have been a little gentler and kinder, I'd still be like, what can I do for you? Not get any sleep, not have a life of my own. No, every day on this fucking planet is a struggle. By the way, there's some nice fucking deer over there. Holy shit. There's two really nice sized deer. You know, that's one thing I miss. I mean, I don't want to trade the time I had with my dad, but I do miss that I did not get out deer hunting this year or be in the woods as much as I have been in the last umpteen years. I didn't get a soul refresh by doing that. Well, things are coming to a head here. You know, well, you're not in the fight. You're not out there marching out in the streets. No. I've done a little bit of that. I know how futile it is. The thing about it is basically saying no. When it comes to you, say, no, I ain't fucking doing that. Go fuck yourself. That's why don't keep a lot of money in the bank. Because if the eye of Sauron turns on you, they'll clamp you fucking down. And then you'll be like, oh, my money was in the bank and blah. I was listening to Marine today. It's stock market's down. I'm like, yeah, stock market is down. But you just haven't figured it out yet. It's all a rigged system. And they're going to drain your money out of there. You got it in a place where you have no control over it. You can't yank it out. You can't do shit with it. You get a little monthly dividend of it, that of all that money. But you got no control. You got zero fuck you money. So it's a trade-off. Your returns on fiat currency or what you can build up and put into shinies and other things that you could turn around and sell these assets and be in control of your cash flow. Boy, you know, if you let it sit in there for like 15 years, you could have been a millionaire. Yeah. What do you need in life? What do you want out of life? Because these things, these material items, that ain't where it's at. I know. I've talked to you guys a lot about this shit in the past. And, you know, there's other people out there. You can listen to them. You can talk. You know, you can follow them and stuff. And they're gonna give you a different point of view. I mean, I liked Sandman. I'm like, oh, yeah. But, you know, it's a formula. The dude's in it just to make money. He cranks in money. I don't care about your money. I've never asked for a donation. Don't want it. I've always said, philanthropy starts with you. So your buddy's a truth teller, for the most part, as best he can. I mean, listen, I've made bad decisions in my life, and I've had to pay for them, but I've also made really good decisions. And these good decisions keep stacking up and treating me good. And if I did lose my job, fuck it, I'd go on unemployment for a little bit. and I'd have a nice fucking vacation. And I'd keep an eye on my cash flow, and I'd live a life to where I am financially. I don't want to have to tap into shinies and stuff, but if I had to, I would. That shit's for later on in life, if I live that long. Well, we don't know if you're going to live that long. You're a fucking filthy smoker, and you do all the things you do. Yeah, I do. I was walking out of the watering hole, and there's this guy. This is last night, by the way. And there's this guy. I've talked to him, and I've basically come to the conclusion that this guy is a fucking paranoid schizophrenic. And tried to get away from this guy for 50 minutes. And I'm out in the parking lot talking to him. I'm like, dude, you know, I've told you. My mom's elderly. She's at home. I'm going to go check on her. Well, just one more thing. I'm like, no. I know exactly where you and I are at in this story. I know exactly what you've told me. I know where you're at. We can pick this up another time. Well, went up to the fucking meat raffle tonight at the watering hole. Won a couple things, like I said. Well, widow did anyways. I said, hey, go up there. Here's $5. So she won a couple things. And so I got a couple packs of meat with me. And so he fucking shows up. And I had talked to her on the phone earlier, and I told her what my last night was. I'm like, this fucking guy. And so I kind of tapped her on the leg. I'm like, we need to get the fuck out of here. Otherwise, this guy's just going to sit here and fucking talk. You never get a word in edgewise. I'm talking to this guy. He's fucking, last night, he's giving me a story about, you know, I don't got many friends because, you know, people think I'm crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you are fucking crazy. You know, tried to get a couple words in edgewise. You can't fucking do it. I'm like, listen, dude, here's the thing. I can tell you got a high IQ. I can tell your brain works overtime. You need to fucking slow down a little bit. Been there. I didn't say this, but I'm thinking to myself, dude, I could have been as fucking crazy as you are right now. But I've toned it down, and I've learned to live and let a lot of shit go. So he's sitting there telling me how, you know, he's had these girlfriends and stuff, and it's not worked out, and so that he's gotten with whores, and, you know, and that he's got herpes now because he's gotten with those whores. And I'm like, you don't fucking tell anybody you got that, but all right, well, thanks, that explains a lot. Your fucking brain's being eaten away from the inside, too. Listen, I want to have compassion for people, but you got to have a limit to what you can give. And I overextended my limit last night. See that fucking speech by the dumbass in chief yesterday or today? The high gas prices are Vladimir Putin's fault. Dude, we know. We know you're a fucking puppet, man. Nothing you do benefits the people that want to keep a decent life. Nothing you do. And I know this sounds naive and that I'm coming late to the party, but look, I've known this for a long time. I'm like, waking other people up to it's the hard part. So they're going to have to go through hard times, and you're going to have to go through hard times as well. And I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming since 2006. I started waking up and going, what the fuck is going on? Which, hence, is why I'm divorced, because to wake up and start seeing this shit, and then you go to your spouse at the time, hey, something's really fucked up here. You sound crazy. Meh. Whatever. You don't wanna go along with the man who's got the answer. You'd rather go with Big Daddy Government than the man that you live with that's been keeping a fucking roof over your head, and then you try to destroy him? You get what you fucking deserve. You get what you deserve. Well, what about your kids? I mean, they're just innocent victims. Well, you know, maybe they'll wake up one day. Maybe they'll wake up one day. I'm not worried about it anymore because everybody's got their own fucking choice. Everybody does what they're going to do. Do I have a close relationship with God? Every day, well, I should say just about every day, I try to touch base. And I try to go, hey, am I doing it right? Am I doing a good job? Am I worthy? But I'm not going to beat myself up too bad over stuff. Because going to hell is a choice. My choice is not to go to hell. So, we'll see if there's some leeway there. I don't know. I sit here and I go, you know what? I'm not going to be one of these flatulating or... that's farting, but the self-flatulation. Flatulation, not flat. Whatever. Where you beat yourself. I'm such a bad person. And you fucking scar and maim yourself. No, that's not the life that you're supposed to live. Well, it's tough out here. You know that. It's tough in England. It's tough in Paraguay. It's tough all over the fucking place. You know, some of you guys, it surprises me where you're located. You'll reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I'm over here and this is blah or this is blah. And I see this here. So, I like the fact that we have some camaraderie. Even though we're separated by a quarter, half, three quarters of the planet, whatever. Where we're very far away, but yet we still get to have a conversation. I know I got, there's some people in Australia too, and England, and fucking New Zealand, and Paraguay, and Chile, and here in the U.S. I got quite a few of you guys that just kind of, hey, what the hell's going on with you? So, thanks. Thanks for that. And, you know, if you wanted to give back to your buddy at all, I don't want your money. If you wanted to give back to your buddy, post a video. Don't show your face. Just post a video and send me a private instant message saying, hey, I put up this video. Would you give it a listen? Because you know what? I will. I'll do it. I can't listen to them all. I can't. My brain, I get my news from all sorts of places. I don't have enough hours in the day. But, you know, you send me that. Hey, what do you think of this? I'll respond to you. I talk to you guys. You know that. The ones that have I am me and stuff. I respond to you guys. I don't leave you hanging for too long. Might be a day or two. Oh, it sounds like you need a body, somebody to talk to. Nah, if you don't want to do it, don't fucking do it. I've got people on here that I've been talking to for a few years, and I really enjoy it. I don't have all the time in the world. I like to touch base and go, hey, kick ass, good. Good. In my opinion, you're making good choices. Or, in my opinion, you could do something a little better. Or, boy, you're really fucking up. But, you know what? Opinions are like assholes. Take it for what it's worth. You're living your life. I'm living mine. Well, anyways, gentlemen, I don't know how long this fucking video is. Audio, whatever. We got a little bit of time left together. I love it, man. Sun's still shining. It's going down now. I got deer across the street that are like frolicking and shit. And just enjoying the nice weather coming in. Where I'm at, it's going to be fucking beautiful all week. The remaining snow that's here is going to be gone by the end of the week. Get a good rain shower, wash off some shit off the road, get my cycle out, get my goat back over here, have a good time. Yeah, gas prices might be $8 a gallon, but as long as I'm employed, I can still drive around and have a great time, which is what I intend to do. One of these days, it's going to break. One of these days, people are going to go, I'm fucking sick of this shit. They're going to stop paying their taxes. They're going to go, fuck you. Come after. How many of you are there compared to how many of us are there? Oh, you're going to make a spectacle of a few of us, but the rest of us, we got our eyes on you. And you know what? We're going to follow you home one night. We're going to find out where you live and what your shit's all about. And then we're going to say no more. Because there's more of us than there are of you. And eventually, it's going to tip. And we're going to go, no more. No more. Yeah, there's always going to be a few martyrs out there. Does your buddy want to be a martyr? Does your buddy want to give it up? No, I enjoy life. I'm having a good time. I don't want to fucking give it up. But then again, I also realize that, hey, fuck you. I'm not opposed to doing some things to get a little bit of justice. Oh, I used to be a shy guy. You listen back a while ago, I'm like, I don't know when or when not to use certain tactics. Now it's like anything's on the fucking table, man. You want to fucking take from me? You want to steal from me, even though I'm in your fucking system and I've built it up, and you want to try to destroy me? Well, you fucking... when you got nothing to lose, then you got nothing to lose. So the most dangerous person on the world is a man with nothing to lose. Oh, they'll keep you skirting around those edges and stuff. They'll try to inflict fear upon you. Just live a fearless life. Go, meh, fuck you. You ain't gonna live forever, motherfucker. I'm just telling you this. I realize this myself. I ain't gonna live forever. Which is why I don't go deep with really anybody. Well, I have good relationships. I got a great relationship going with Widow right now. But I don't go deep. Because tomorrow she could be gone. Have that relationship with my mom right now. And she's like, yeah, you owe me. I don't owe you shit. It was your choice to bring me here. You brought me to a certain point, then you cut me loose. I've been on my own. The best I owe you is to try to help you usher out at the end of your life with some dignity. I don't owe you more than that. You brought me in, then you cut me loose. I'll try to bring you out. But doesn't mean I gotta take care of you and do every goddamn thing you ask me. That's not the way it is. It's just the way life is. Anyways. Where 28, 29 minutes. Maybe I'll post the other audio I recorded. I don't know. I recorded it, wanted to get it up, ran into some shit, had to do a bunch of shit, and I decided, I'll just record this one here and put this up. I'm still out here, gentlemen. Still living life. Fucking spring is almost here. You know, I think back to, I still think about people in my life. I think about my kids all the time. I think about Blondie and what we could have had. But, could have, would have, should have. You got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. It's got to be about your life, your relationship with God. And you can have decent friendships and stuff in life, but you got to put them in measure. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. That's just the way it goes. Now, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.